My name is Bria Langille, and I am playing Gabriella Montez.
My name is Ashton Leal, and I'm playing Troy Bolton.
I'm Amanda Gooden, and I'm the president of Garden and Gold Musical Theater Society.
Great. Well, thanks for joining CHMA today. And what I thought I'd do is try to give a quick overview based on what I've read of this play. It's set at a school called East High, and the lead characters are Troy Bolton, which is Ashton, who is captain of the basketball team, excuse me,
Yes.
and Gabriella Montez, that's you, Bria, who is a new
Yeah.
kid at school and considered one of the brainiacs, but she's trying to shake that image. And then
Yes.
when they audition for the school musical at East High, it shakes things up among the cliques at school.
Yes. Yeah,
Yeah.
things go wild.
Can you give me a taste of what you mean when you say things get wild without too many spoilers?
So basically, Troy, I know Troy is used to being like the basketball jock. He's with his buddies.
We're popular.
Yes, the popular kids. Gabriella is coming to this new school. She's known for being super smart, a brainiac, I guess. So when they kind of start to dabble into the theater a little bit, the school's in uproar because that's not what you're supposed to do. You're a basketball player. You're a
Yeah.
brainiac. This is what you do. But the show kind of explores what happens when they're testing out the waters of the theater world.
Try to break the status quo.
Yes.
And does that resonate with you from your high school experiences?
Yeah, I feel like this show, rather than like resonate specifically with people, it's more about like the nostalgia factor that we're bringing. Like, I feel like all of us have, growing up, we watched this movie like all the time. I did personally, anyway. And I feel like that's why we kind of picked it, of like, everyone just knows the show. There's the new TV show that came out a few years ago. So the like younger students are starting to see High School Musical. So it was just a fun one to kind of everyone to connect with and kind of relive childhood.
And how many people are involved in in the cast and in the production overall?
I feel like we have 30 in the
Like
cast, and I would say like 50 total with our production people. It's a pretty big group. It's a bit smaller than it's been in past years because we're coming back from hiatus, but we have a great group of cast and all of the people off stage too. We're really happy that everyone joined our society.
I just wonder how do people find the time with studies and everything to put
That's a good
together an
question.
entire musical theater play?
Very good question.
It's not easy because well before the holiday season it was like three, four times a week for maybe like an hour or two,
Yeah, so
which
it
is not
wasn't
so
too
bad.
bad.
And then once January hits, it's like pretty much every
It's
day
like 4 hours a day, kind of at least
during the weekday, and
during the
then
week.
8 hours on the weekend, pretty much.
It's very much like between classes, you're like, okay, I gotta get my report done. Or
Wow.
like between scenes, you're sitting with your computer or something.
But we love it
But
so
yeah,
much.
it's fine.
Labor of
You
love.
make do.
Yes. And then this week is our tech week, which is
Yeah.
crazy. I can't believe we're opening on Thursday, which is
Yeah.
wild, but
Really
yeah.
soon.
It's wild.
Okay. How are you feeling about it? Are you nervous?
It's really exciting to be able to show everyone because we've been working on it for so long now.
It's
But it's
over.
a little nervous,
It's
I don't know.
definitely it's over a year in the making. So it's gonna be really cool once we can finally put it on the stage.
Okay. In one review of a production in the Washington, D.C. area, it referred to basketballs flying around the stage for one number. Do you have a similar dance in your choreography?
That would be get your
Yeah,
head in the
get your
game.
head in the game is that one. Yeah, there's some balls thrown in the air, and yeah. We need to make sure it doesn't go in the audience, but we've
Or
practiced
the
it enough so it
pit.
doesn't do that. So, there's no basketball
We've
splash,
had
though,
some
which is
mishap
nice.
over the years with things like flying into the pit band. Like I remember in Mary Poppins, we had like bowls that like fell into the pit, went off stage. So we're hoping basketballs don't go flying.
Well, if a basketball goes flying into the crowd, maybe they can just toss it back, lob it back to
Yeah,
you.
throw them,
Yes.
hopefully.
Make them a part of the game.
Yeah. get a free throw?
And how do you all feel about the theater company getting back on stage after this COVID-19 hiatus?
It's so exciting just to be able to like go watch live theater again or be part of it, because it's been so long. I don't know if you have anything on
that. I haven't been on the stage in like two, three years, so I'm super pumped to get back up there because I love it so much.
I'm really excited. I do all the contacts and tickets and everything in the schools that come, and all of them are so excited. And I've been missing musical theater. I've been doing a lot of drama productions, but like, I haven't seen like a musical in person in a while, or done one. So I'm just really excited to bring it on to the stage, Sackville.
That's awesome. And you said schools that are coming. Does that mean that public schools from the area are going to come see the show?
Yeah, there are a few schools from the area, and we have like some homeschool groups and everything. We actually kind of have a preview on Thursday morning, so they come. A few of the schools comes during school time to come see the show.
Awesome. Okay, well, I guess you know what the listener needs to know is how much are tickets and where can they buy them.
Tickets are $20 for adults and $15 for students and $10 for children under 12. You can get them on Eventbrite. That's where we are doing all of our online ticket sales. And you'll also be able to get them at the door. So we kind of have two options. It'll just be quicker scanning process and everything if you've already purchased your tickets. But we're selling them at the door and online. So on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, it's going to be at 7:30 p.m. The doors open at 7 o'clock, and on Saturday afternoon, it starts at 2 p.m. So our doors open at 1:30.
And from the lead actors, anything else to add?
Come watch the show.
It's gonna
come
be get so much fun. It's gonna be good. it's a real like feel good crowd pleaser. Yeah,
super cheesy.
Anyone can come huge. See it. It's gonna be good.
Yeah, not hard to follow. You can. It's cute.
All right. Well, as they say in theater, break a leg.
Thank you so much.